with us in studio, USDA Rural Development Director for Kansas, Christy Davis. Christy, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How's it going today?
Hey, it's a pretty good day to be a Kansan, right? After the game last night? We'll claim them.
Little extra time, but good things come to those who wait, right?
Yes, yes. I fell asleep early, but I woke up to fireworks, so I knew the Chiefs had won.
This is one of those times when fireworks is a good thing to wake up to.
Absolutely.
Well, we're not talking about fireworks here.
Nope.
But we've got, the way it sounds, some exciting projects we've been highlighting on KVUE, specifically with the semiconductor plant project, which is underway in Coffee County.
Yes.
And the way it sounds is you're getting increasingly busy behind the scenes with a lot of different partners.
We are.
To maybe make some things happen here on a wider scale for that.
Well, first, we're really excited to have played a very small part in a $1.9 billion project
right.
Down the road here in Coffee County. My husband's family's from Coffee County, so I'm pretty excited about that. It will bring 1,200 new jobs to the region. They're well-paying jobs, and so that creates some interesting challenges. But
sure.
Everybody's looking at trying to house folks coming in for those jobs, trying to educate folks coming in for those jobs, and also the infrastructure that will be needed for these additional folks. So we're happy to help. There's also lots of other people who are out there to help as well, and hopefully we can put our minds together and stack some of these incentives to help the community accommodate these new jobs.
Okay, I have to ask here, in a situation like this specifically, and I'm just going to use the Coffee County semiconductor as opposed to maybe some other projects that may mm-hmm. be in development and
sure.
probably can't say anything about just yet, but how does the rural development role kind of flesh itself out here, whether it's in generating money, as you mentioned, stacking incentives,
yep.
partnering with a range of different entities in order to leverage things and thus lead to big benefits for our community?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, clearly there was a federal role. Senator Moran was at the groundbreaking and announced some of the federal funding, so we're excited to be involved in that. Housing becomes a challenge. In general, with housing, most of our housing programs at USDA Rural Development are income-based. And one of the great things about these jobs coming to Coffee County is that they're well-paying jobs. The challenge with that is people who can afford to build new houses don't always qualify for our programs. And people who qualify for our programs can't necessarily afford to build housing at this time. So
gotcha.
That creates a challenge, and that's why we work closely with KHRC and other entities to try to join forces so that we can help. We're really involved in a lot of community facilities programs. There's a lot of infrastructure that has to happen with these projects, but also with the housing, healthcare, childcare that goes along with these kinds of jobs. And so we have some funding through our community facilities program that can help with childcare, that can help. We have water and environmental programs that help with water facilities. And safety, those kinds of things. So we're involved in that. But we work very closely with Kansas Department of Commerce, in particular Office of Rural Prosperity, and KHRC, our state housing agency as well. We're in constant communication because things don't always fit our programs. But our goal is if someone comes to us and we can't help them, we can hopefully connect them with the folks that can.
And on top of that, too, you mentioned here about the state partners. But
yes.
you also have local ones, too, and
absolutely.
It sounds like you're coming back in. You know, after business today, you're going to be looping back here before the month's up.
Next week, I will be here at the invitation of Casey Woods, who's a lifelong friend of mine and involved, of course, in Main Street for a very, very, very long time. One of the solutions to housing that you all have done a great job at, and I think Casey deserves some credit for, is upper-story housing. I mean, the quickest, fastest, cheapest, most sustainable, really, way to enhance housing in a community is within existing areas of development, and that includes downtown. And so we've actually been able to help with some projects through our REAP program, mostly that funds energy efficiency for businesses, but many of those projects also include housing. And we're working closely with National Main Street Center and others to try to make sure that housing is included in those programs. And so we've done a lot with Emporia, but a lot of other communities. And I think given the pressure that we have on housing, I don't know that the answer is going to be lots of single-family homes with lots of yards. I'm just the cost right now, median house price right now in Kansas is $263,000. And building a new house is, you know, $350,000. That's a tough prospect. We've got to house a lot of people in a short amount of time, and I think that's going to require some creative solutions that include existing buildings, rehab. We've got a project in Chase County right now that's rehabbing a historic school building for multifamily housing. I think there's a lot of folks in a younger generation who don't necessarily feel the need for a single family house. And so some of that's a little bit of a paradigm shift as well. So,
speaking of that, and you bring up a point that I kind of immediately wanted to follow with you is looking at the housing side specifically, looking at how the nature, really the market has unfolded here. How hard is it going to be to get leaders on board with you know, some of the potential changes, like, you know, more emphasis on upper story housing, or, you know, maybe less of a focus on the traditional single family home with the big front and backyard,
right?
You know, the 2.5 kids and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's more, it's about sustainability too. It's efficiency, you know, getting a lot done in a short amount of time, and it's sustainability over time. I mean, I think part of the challenge is with single family housing, it's great because that enhances, you know, a great enhancement of tax base in particular for folks who own homes. And it's also a way to build wealth. And so I think that's been part of this American dream for a really long time.
Yep.
So it is a challenge. I will say that, again, there's some generational shift that's happening there. I will also say that, you know, we're trying to do a lot in a short amount of time. That's always a challenge. Government doesn't always operate at the speed of business. We know this.
Rarely the twain meet.
Yes, yes. Up to now. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that, just as an example of one of the things we're doing in Kansas, Kansas is leading the nation, leading the way right now in, and I'm heading up an effort to streamline environmental review, for instance, on some of these projects, because we're trying to keep things moving. But I think it's important for younger folks to stay engaged because their voices need to be heard. But the challenge is a lot of those folks have a lot on their plates with jobs and kids and everything else. And so when people begin to hear the differences in generations, I think that has an impact. But
understood. Again, Christy Davis, who is the USDA Rural Development Director for Kansas, in studio with us here on our morning show here this Monday. One of the things also, and there's a couple other things that I want to jump into, one of which is on the infrastructure side.
Yes.
I know that the, you know, we've got a project here just west of Emporia, which is really starting to pick up speed on basically helping to make an industrial park pretty close to shovel ready. There's a pretty significant road improvement project in town, the C-Clip project, which is supposed to widen Commercial Street, also make adjustments on K-99 around Emporia State to Interstate 35. But there's been a ton of emphasis here the last 2 years on broadband.
Yep.
And I'm assuming that the partnership here between, you mentioned Rural Prosperity, the Office of Broadband Development's probably making quite a bit of contact with you, I'm assuming. Here.
Yeah, well, we just awarded a very substantial grant, I think $1 million grant to the Office of Broadband through USDA Rural Development, similar to, you know, the work with Rural Utilities Service that grew out of rural electrification that was a big deal, of course, during the Great Depression. That work continues under the work of USDA Rural Development, and so we've been working on a lot of broadband projects, and we've worked very closely with Jade, who is the director of Office of Broadband for the state of Kansas.
How important is it? Is broadband one of those things now where the importance, especially in this day and age going forward, something that really cannot be overstated?
Yeah, it's a huge big deal in rural Kansas. It's also a huge challenge because we are very sparsely, you know, overall
pretty sparsely
populated state. And so there are costs that are associated with bringing broadband to folks, especially that last mile, you know, getting it to the different households. And those it just isn't possible without subsidies from the government. So we've been working with federal funds to make that possible. It's absolutely essential in rural Kansas and rural America in general, because we saw during, you know, during the pandemic, when you could work anywhere, right, when you could work remotely, a lot of people chose to work from a rural community. They love community. They love that atmosphere. And if we want to continue to foster that, we got to make sure that we've got good internet speeds. So we have a lot of investments going on nationwide in broadband.
And the other main topic, which, and there's, I know, you know this better than I do, there's a whole lot of other topics that kind of interconnect, but
yeah,
childcare.
Big
especially
deal.
Especially the non-traditional, non-8-to-5 time period is becoming critical for communities that want to move forward.
It is. It's a huge challenge, and we have been fortunate in that we've been involved in a very small number, albeit, of childcare projects. They're essential, especially when you have, you know, these kinds of jobs coming in. The types of jobs, for instance, in Coffee County, those are going to draw young families. And right now, there aren't a lot of young families where there's just one person, you know, where there's, you know, one parent, for instance, who's working. So it is essential, especially because the cost of, you know, because of the cost of living, it's just not always possible for one person to stay home. So we've been able to fund those types of projects with our community facilities, direct loan and grants. We've got a project that we did a number of years ago in Horton.
One of those, sorry.
Forgive me, everyone. But there are projects that need to happen everywhere. The challenge is that so many of our programs at USDA Rural Development are financing. So we provide loan guarantees and financing. It's really tough when you're in a community that doesn't already have childcare to leverage financing because you don't have any capital to leverage. You know, it's hard to do that. So there are challenges associated with that. The state of Kansas has helped a lot with their initiatives related to childcare, and a lot of that really came out of the state's Power Up and Go report that they did with Kansas Sampler Foundation that identified childcare as really one of the most crucial issues in the state. So we're working with our programs on that, but we're also working closely with our partners.
Christy Davis, again, Rural Development, USDA, joining us here on the morning show. Before we wrap things up here, Christy, I'd like you to maybe just give us a little bit of a sense of kind of some of the different, you know, and we talked about this during the right after the tornadoes from last year in Chase County, but some of the different really established programs that are in place through Rural Development. And, you know, the question comes up, what else could be on the table here? Now the Coffee County is moving into the construction phase. What else could be coming here that could be of a major benefit here for the area?
Great. Yeah, well, I think as far as our basic programs, they're split into three areas usually. We also have utilities, but the ones that we manage here in the state include housing, single-family housing in particular, community facilities, and business. So we do have some business programs that help. I mentioned that we helped with the semiconductor plant. Again, we played a small role, but we actually had two projects going on, two different programs that folks were able to take advantage of there. So our business programs are really taking off. There's been an increase in the amount of funding that's available for those programs through the infrastructure, bipartisan infrastructure legislation, but also IRA, and Inflation Reduction Act, in particular with making with new businesses, but also making existing building businesses more sustainable. So that's become a huge emphasis with our business programs. We're also working on some programs with REAP, for instance, which is our environmental program, and our business programs to create whole systems for energy production that is more sustainable. So there's a lot of kind of big structural things that are happening that may not impact a particular business, but will have huge impacts statewide.
I know you probably can't release anything, but stuff in the hopper here maybe to bolster the local area economy?
There's always stuff in the hopper. There's always there's always stuff in the hopper. We're happy to help how we can. We know that we're Kansans, right? We know that federal government doesn't offer all the solutions, and it's not perfect, but there are some really positive developments happening with some of the additional funding that's available. So we're grateful for it, and we'll do whatever we can to make sure Kansas gets its share of it.
Awesome. Christy, great to see you. We'll see you here in a couple of weeks when you're back in.
Thank you. Good to see you.
USDA Rural Development Director for Kansas, Christy Davis, our Newsmaker 3 guest here this Monday morning.
KBOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 9:01.
Black Creek Diesel and Automotive is hiring for a full-time automotive technician. Work in a climate.